everybody. Welcome inside the cave here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Oh, we have a packed house. It is SRO inside the studio tonight for Saints Sports Weekly. We are going to be talking men's basketball at Siena Heights University. And, like, as soon as he's going to have to get another. Yeah, he's looking. Is he looking for a chair or is he just walking?
I think Coach is out there looking for a chair. SRO.
I know.
That's awesome.
Whatever. So you hear that in the background. Saints head coach Joe Pachota, and he brought a threesome with him.
Man, brought some of the dudes with us today.
Yeah, that's great. You know, that's like my favorite number.
Three?
Yeah.
Three is your favorite number?
That's my favorite one, yeah.
Okay, nice. Is that a...
Reason?
Is there a historical reason behind that?
Yeah, actually there is.
All right, well, yeah.
There's only three things in the universe.
Okay, expand on that.
Well, you got matter, mm-hmm. energy, and light. That's it. Right. Everything else is a reconfiguration of those three. So that's why three is my favorite number. There's only three. Makes, in the universe.
I thought you were talking about Babe Ruth.
Makes sense. I thought he was going to say his favorite. It was Eddie Murray.
Eddie Murray.
I thought you were going to go Eddie Murray.
Oh, geez, no. My college roommate would be jumping all over that. He lives in Baltimore. So, nice. Yeah. So, anyway, we got Coach Fred. We got guys here.
Yeah, we do.
Well, first off, I think we better get some introductions because I don't know who's who, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Got...
You two kind of crank that one over there for you guys.
Oh, there you go.
And we'll get Nutter over here with the other one. Yeah, there you go. Let's get some intros here.
Introduce yourself, guys.
I'm Sean Brown.
I'm Delano Williams, aka Agent Zero.
Agent Zero. That's it. Wow, nice.
22.
And like Colin it. Nutter.
And you are?
Yeah. I'm in awe of all these people here, you know? Yeah, it's great to have these guys in here. I'm Fred Smith, as you know, and these guys have had quite a roller coaster over the past 2-3 weeks. I'm glad we're having Coach Pachota and his team on because they've really, I think, really rebounded and had some really exciting games.
Yeah, give us a little review here. I mean, you don't necessarily have to do the whole season.
No, yeah.
What's been going on lately?
I think the biggest thing, you know, over the past 2 weeks is we've gotten a little bit healthier. So that always helps. I think some of our rotations have been a lot cleaner. The one thing that it probably started coming back even from into January when we played Rochester. We went up there, just playing really hard and tough and physical. I've been really pleased with our growth when it comes to that. The biggest thing that we've got to continue to do, you know, now, and Coach knows this, when you flip that calendar into February, man, got to be consistent. So, you know, that's one of the big challenges that, you know, I put on these guys' laps every single day with our energy and our effort and just working to get better every single day.
Well, February, you're racing to the end of the regular season, right?
This year it's gone by unbelievably fast. Like, since the beginning of January, I don't even know where January went. But when you get to February, it's a different season.
I really think, Coach, things started to turn around. I think, if I'm trying to recollect this, but you guys knocked off both Concordia and Aquinas, the team that beat us on the road. If I remember correctly, you know, we played Lourdes, who has one loss to the last 2 minutes. Same with Madonna. I mean, that we had shots to win that game. And, you know, so all in all, you know, obviously you won a big game the other night. I think we're 9-13 overall, correct? And within the league we are, I know we're right now in the 8th seed, 6-10, and we've got 6 games left. So you're right. You're down the stretch and some games that we can continue to win.
Coach, I mean, no question about it. And that's one of the things that we've talked about with the guys is, you know, we're going to do everything with our power to win the month of February, and I think we certainly can. I was really pleased with our toughness. You know, I think our toughness has gotten a lot better now, excluding us going down to Indiana Tech. But man, you know, I'm pleased with that, with how hard we're playing. And you're right, Coach. Concordia, tough win, always a tough place to play. And then going and playing some free basketball in overtime at Aquinas, you know, our toughness, you know, showed out there too. So I was pretty pleased with that.
Well, you know, when you drop a couple of close ones, I mean, obviously the experience very valuable for when you might get into that situation again, right? Do you think about tweaking something based on what happened, or it really just it can be totally different kind of a situation?
No, I think one of the big things that this group has done a really good job of is when you're playing somebody for the second time around, you've got to learn from that film. You've got to learn from things that you did well, expand on those, and the things that you didn't do well, they need to be tightened up pretty quick. So I think we've done a pretty good job of that. We're not making big conceptual type of changes. You know, we're just making a couple of small tweaks here and there, some offensive things, some defensive schemes, really game-specific stuff that I think the guys have done a really good job of applying. So this time of year, it's not really hard. You just try and be the best version of yourself every single night.
You know, Coach, one of the things that I noticed is, you know, earlier in the year, John and I had the game at Lourdes. It was 16-16. And, you know, then, you know, the roof kind of came down on us. When they came into the field house, 2 weeks ago, I'm losing track of everything goes Wednesday, Saturday. And I think they're 18-1. And I looked up and it was, again, 16-16, right? And your guys just seemed like a different group there than what you were earlier in the year. You guys seem to then have played with more of a sense of personal confidence, both offensively and defensively. And then little things like getting back and really battling them is, I think, what's I've noticed a big thing, you know, that you can go against the top teams in the league. And this is what makes you guys kind of an enigma, in that you, and then you go play the team we played last week in Cleary, and you kind of, you know, you did the things to win the ball game, and that's what counts, right? But you're a funny team in that you can play anybody anywhere. I mean, we're ahead of Bowling Green at halftime, you know. That's got to sometimes drive you a little nuts on which team is going to, you know, or which number you have to pull that night.
Yeah, it's maddening. It's maddening. The thing, you know, and we talked about this when I was in here with Pat one time, that Lourdes game and, you know, down there. And then we totally, I think we just took it personal when they came back here. And because I knew we're a tough matchup for Lourdes when we want to compete and we want to play, and they knew it. You know, I think we're a tough matchup for Madonna too. And with all bias aside, I don't think there's anybody in this league that we really, really struggle to match up with. If there's anybody, I would give it to Indiana Tech right now just because of their length and their balance. But, yeah, I mean, I'll put us up against anybody.
You know, what I've noticed too, Coach, is with these three guys that are sitting here, and, again, I'm just a lay observer now, and I haven't been as healthy the last few weeks. A lot of times I'm unfortunately watching on the computer, you know, because I've been struggling a little bit with my health. But the guy right to the left of me, we've waited for this, and that's Colin here. I think he's turned into, and that's what happens a lot between your freshman and sophomore year. He has a chance to be one of the preeminent big men, not only in our league, but at Siena. And I really believe that. And these guys, farther to the left, you have a ball club that is not lacking in experience. Sometimes it lacks in making some perimeter shots, you know, and that's the big thing. If you get a hot three-point shooter, that helps. But all in all, defensively, you just seem to compete a lot harder, you know. And man, that Madonna game, that was Oh, God, I just felt for you. But because that had been such a big win. But at this point, all it's going to do is send messages for the tournament. That's what you're really playing for now, is that, you know, whoever gets us, you know, you can knock that. It's a whole new season, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But when you did, so what did you do to improve that performance offensively? When you talk about getting tougher, that's a tough thing to quantify. What were some of the things you did in practice, or maybe these guys can answer this, I don't know, that seemed to let you guys kind of cross the bridge from being a team that can play to a team that can compete with the best?
You know, we just kind of got in practice, and we hadn't been gelling necessarily together with our offense. It'd get kind of stagnant, and I know around the new year we kind of talked about pushing the ball and transition a little bit better. We hadn't really got any transition buckets, and Coach P always talks about, you know, you can't rely on your offense to be your best offense. You got to get some points from your defense and push the ball out. And, you know, we work in practice. We get a lot of, you know, defensive drills, kind of, and just it's a big emphasis on being tough and persevering. Like, every team makes a run. So, you know, it's going to happen where we get down 6-10 points, and you just got to persevere through that. And I know, like, when we were at Aquinas, we got down quite a bit, and you talked about the perimeter shots. We had Gavin Sluss come in, and he knocked down, like, 3-4 in a row even, and that was huge, and that makes a big difference. And, you know, when we can have something like that, that really helps us and boosts us along. So,
you know, I don't know anything about anything, but, you know, when I'm, because I got to keep track of this as part of doing the show and stuff, you know. But when I'm thinking toughness, there's two things I look at in the box score that to me shows it, and that is opponent shooting percentage and rebounding. Those are the two things, and when I see those things going up, then I just think that to the team, not, you know, just necessarily you. I'm looking at high school teams, but I'm thinking their toughness is going up.
You know, one of the things, Delano's kind of been the guy that's led our team most of the year in scoring, but then he's become, in my observation, a marked man to a lot of the teams that play him. What I think I've seen is an increase in your depth, Coach. It hurt when Weil was out a couple of games, but you guys can go 8 or 9 now, and Martino's coming off. A few guys that are coming off. And I think that's helped you out too.
No question. And I think it starts obviously with that first unit, and I think these three guys have grown immensely this year and kind of have leaned into the expectations that come with the positions that they're in as players. I mean, am I hard on these three guys, Sean, Leno, and Colin? Absolutely. You know, if much is given, much is expected, and I think they've answered the bell incredibly. And you were talking about, John, like, you know, defensive field goal percentage and rebounding. I think we might have slid into number 2 with defensive field goal percentage in the league, and I know we're in the top 3 or 4 in rebounding margin. The other night, gosh, I can't remember who it was. I think we were plus 13 in the rebounding margin. I mean, that's a glaring number. That's a big number. You know, Sean has at least 5 or 6, maybe 7 double-doubles on the year. He's done an unbelievable job on the glass, and it's kind of taken away some of the heavy lifting from Nutt. And then on some of those nights, they're really balanced. And we've told the guards, even in meetings, and Leno can attest to this too, that it's a luxury to have guys like that behind you that are protecting the basket, that, one, are smart, 2, really good anticipators, play and defend with their length, and can rebound the basketball. And I think these three guys have done an outstanding job in kind of fostering that growth. And, you know, the growth is one thing. Now we continue to establish that as that consistency with us. And there's no doubt, we still have games left in the calendar, and I don't even think we've played our best ball yet. I really don't. And Coach, you touched on it, like, you know, I'm not going to say we're inept from shooting threes. I think we're rather timely with shooting threes, but we'll hit them at the right times and when we need them. But Leno's 100% correct. I think that the biggest thing is us being able to get offense from our defense. I think that's big, and we can still get better at that too.
Well, numbers are part of the game, guys, and if you don't look at your numbers, and all three of you, you know, been very consistent players this year, and to see your growth, Sean's been pretty good. And we're going to get to talk to you guys, and you can tell a little bit of your story, and we want to hear that. But I'm not going to lie, Coach, you're right. I'm just looking at numbers right here. You're looking at the total points, we're shooting in the 20s from three, and you guys are better shooters than that. You understand what I mean? There's no question, but and that's got to improve. Remember Michigan State? I remember early in the year, their first 10 or 11 games they shot in the mid 20s, and it was no coincidence, and they knew that too. So the law of averages, when you had mentioned the young man that hit three or four at Aquinas, it's going to be there, but yes, confidence. And I don't know, not everybody shoots threes, you know, all that, whoever your people are. But if you can get to 70 points, that's kind of really, the way your team plays, 65 to 70. And if you can limit the transition too, you're getting back a lot better. But this week we have a big game tomorrow that is one, and then Saturday I think we go to Cornerstone, right? And they're playing better, but yeah, they should have been better. I think they're 11-5 in the league. They had some good talent. So talk about this week.
It doesn't get any bigger. Going to Uno, and you know, you guys have been down there, and, going into that tiny gym, and I think we play really well down there. I'm excited for the opportunity and in the matchup and the way, you know, Coach is kind of – he's working to revitalize, you know, what they do and how they do it with that pressing. That was right up your alley back in the day when it came to pressing. But I'm excited for that. And then when you go to Grand Rapids on Saturday and play Coach Elders, and, you know when you – with this guy sitting right over here to my left, you know you've done some really good things if your name is on the floor that you play on. So, Coach Elders is
I don't
up there.
Have one of those.
No. So – I think we match up really well with them, and you're right, Coach. I think with Cornerstone is, you know, they were better than the way they played at the beginning of the year, and they've really kind of found themselves in the schedule is settling back into them. So that's going to be a huge game, and I thought we had a great practice today. So no better way to start the week than getting on that practice floor.
You know, one of the questions I got you and the guys, anybody, can you determine that at this point in the season that their looks from three are superior to what it was earlier on from the season? Do you think your looks from three are improving? Is just part of your game improving? What do you think, guys?
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, our bigs are, you know, every game that we've been playing recently, the other bigs really can't guard them, so they got to bring a double. And when they bring that double and they kick the ball out, that's when we got to knock them down. So I think our looks are improving from three.
And you got to find the open guy, right? And sometimes it's not the easiest thing in the world to do, absolutely. But yeah, you keep looking for him, right?
Yeah, you got to, because you know me and Nut, even of all of our bigs, you know, we're not going to always be able to kill the whole game. So we just try to do our job mostly of just trying to bring a double and get us some open looks, or just being able to see the floor better. That's something we work on a lot, you know, passes out of the post, and we try to do our actions and getting guys shots, and we just got to be able to knock them down. So our looks have been getting easier. We just got to hit shots.
I'm really pleased with how our bigs have grown a ton this year. I mean, really skilled group, versatile group that are really good post passers. Usually, you know, and you guys have called enough games and seen enough games where there's times where you throw that thing in the post and it isn't coming out. Where these guys are willing passers and good passers. And one of the things that we've talked about with this group is, I mean, Coach, you know, I love me some football, and it's a football term, but it's that complementary basketball. So the more that we can play that complementary basketball of us being able to score in transition, the catch and shoot threes, and playing off of our bigs. And Sean's right. I mean, they're getting doubles all the time, and still very productive and efficient within those situations. So the more that we can continue to grow and play that complementary basketball, I think we're going to be even better.
All right, we need to take a break. We're going to be back with more. You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
The top online bachelor's degree program in Michigan is now offering a completely online MBA degree. The Siena Heights University MBA will help students hone skills and better develop their talents as ethical business innovators. Business graduates, as well as students from many other majors, including nursing and engineering, are good candidates for the Siena Heights MBA. And no prerequisite entry courses are required. Classes are enrolling now. To find out more, visit start.sienaheights.edu/MBA. Learn what the Siena Effect can do for you.
Getting the kids to practice on time, remembering if it's your day to bring snacks, making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Hi, this is Marty Nine with Iyett Insurance in Blissfield. Give me a call at 517-486-4381.
At Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority, Children's Services provides evidence-based therapeutic interventions such as parent management training, the organ model, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, also known as EMDR, and infant mental health. To access our services or utilize our 24/7 crisis line, please call 517-263-8905 or visit us at lcmha.org.
Attention all students, parents, and educators. It's that time of year again, back to school season. Are you ready to start the new academic year with blazing fast internet? Look no further than D&P Communications, your local internet service provider.
Whether you're attending school on campus or from the comfort of your home, with D&P you get up to gig speeds from a company you can trust. Switch to D&P Communications by visiting our website or calling 800-311-7340.
Welcome back inside the cave here. It's Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. All right, we continue on with Siena Heights men's basketball with Coach Joe Pachota, Fred Smith, and the guys again. You know, I can't remember your names. You're going to have to tell me again.
Yeah, I think you want to start with the guys,
yeah,
Coach?
Let's start with
Delano. Why don't we start with you, since you're kind of the elder statesman in some ways, right?
Hey, Delano, just pull that thing down to you. There you go.
So, Delano, why don't you just tell our audience, you know, where you're from and a little bit about your basketball journey and how you got to Siena, and then we'll kind of go from there.
Okay.
So I'm from Mount Clemens, Michigan, and I spent my first couple years at Macomb Community College.
Yeah, that's a good program.
Yeah, so my last year at Macomb, I only could play the back half of the year because I had a wrist injury.
Yeah, I saw that in your bio.
Yeah, I had a wrist injury, and we was playing Oakland Community College at home, and Coach AB, they used to work for Sienna, was there recruiting another player.
Right.
He was recruiting Mo. And I had a good game that game, and then afterwards, he kind of talked to me, and I knew the other coach, DJ.
Right.
He went to my high school, so that's kind of how I got to Sienna from right there.
So how long have you been with the Saints program?
This is my second year.
Right. And so you are a senior?
Yeah.
A senior. I don't know now. My apologies. Turn this down. The good old phone always rings at the bad time. With this COVID stuff and guys playing 5 years, I mean, Delano, did that hit him at all, or is this it for him?
Yeah, this is my fifth year playing.
So. This is your fifth year. Yeah. Oh, you were, all right, yeah. So you did play a fifth year, which is an awesome thing. Don't get me wrong. I just don't know when it comes to roster and you figure out who's back and who isn't. We're figuring that out. So talk about what are you studying at Sienna?
Exercise science.
Okay, and where are you at in terms of your degree? I mean,
so I have one or two more semesters left. I'm not
good,
sure yet.
Good.
I'm trying to see if I can pack a couple classes like the first semester.
You just want to finish up and
So my plans after Sienna, I'm trying to get into physical therapy school at Wayne State.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, good for you. Well, you've had you've been kind of our leading scorer throughout the year, you've stayed relatively healthy.
I can say that.
You can say that? So didn't you get banged up last year? I'm trying to remember. So,
it started last year, and I kind of got better coming into the year.
Yeah.
The first couple games, and then it just kind of went downhill from there, but I'm fighting through it.
Yeah, okay. So what type of – one of the things about this team is this is not a young team, but – you're new to each other in many ways because we have a lot of guys that have come in and a few. So how has that been in developing leadership among the team? What's your role in that? And do you have a team leader or has it been just kind of done by a group?
We don't really have a team leader. It's kind of like a team thing.
Yeah. You know?
We just want everybody to be comfortable. You know, my role, I lead by example. I'm really not like a super vocal leader. We lead that up to other people, like on the team. So
right.
That's pretty much how I lead.
Well, one of the things, you guys had a real tough break early in the year is that you had a point guard that everybody had kind of talked about. He was, I forget his name, Coach, but Kobe Clark, that was going to kind of take the reins, and then he had a season-ending injury. But thank God he had Jonas, some other guys that played. But many times, whether you like it or not, why are the point guards the leaders? They have the ball, right? So, and you guys have, that's one of the things you've had to become almost like a, I don't want to say a point guardless team because a young man from LCS, when he's in there, that's his job. He's a facilitator. He knows his role. He lets everybody touch it and that. But, just talk about this season and where you think the team is now and what your strengths are and what do you guys got to continue to get better?
So I would say our strength is low post scoring, definitely. You know, what we got to improve on is, like you said earlier, making perimeter shots. Because if we start making perimeter shots, I really like our chances against anybody, honestly.
Right. So, down the stretch here, you know, you guys obviously want to get into playoffs, right? And get into the tournament. Talk about who's your biggest rival in the league, you think? The team that you guys want to, I don't know, beat the most or is, seems to get under your skin the most?
I say, just based off coach, I say Concordia.
Yeah.
That team get under his skin a lot. You know? That's a must-win game.
Yeah, you guys are always having great games against them. I know that.
But for me personally, I would probably say Lourdes.
Yeah. They're a good club, too.
Yeah.
And you guys really, I thought, showed me something last time. I mean, we were there till about 2-3 minutes ago, and you did, you know, John, do you have anything you want to ask Delano here?
Well, like I said, the difference in the Lord's games, I mean, I think what? The first game was probably at their worst, and then the second game was dramatically different.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, they're building the blueprint of where to go.
Well, I think that what we call it, it's a kind of a goofy word, but resolve. I don't know how to explain it. But this team has more resolve than I saw it earlier in the year. You know, they're not going to give in. And, you know, Delano, you've never, even though you've been a good scorer, you've never shot a ton of threes yourself, have you?
It changed because when I used to play at Macomb, I used to be a three-point
shooter. Is that right?
Yeah. I was more of a three-point shooter, but my role kind of changed.
Yeah, because you kind of – you score off the dribble probably as good as anybody on the team.
Yeah.
And you're left-handed and, you know. So, well, good. Let's go to our next
Yeah, just move that right over.
Move that microphone and just talk
raise
about.
Raise it up.
Sean, where you're from, you know, where you played high school, and if you played community college, how you got to Siena, what are you studying, those type of things. Just kind of talk about yourself.
I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. I went to Oak Park High School, but I came to Siena from Macomb Community College. Yeah, I spent my freshman year and sophomore year there. And then Coach AV, he came to one of our playoff games as we was making a run in my sophomore year, and he recruited me, and my coach thought this would be a good spot for me, so I ended up committing to Siena during the summer. And then currently right now I'm studying business.
And what year are you at Siena?
My junior.
Is this your first year?
Yeah, this is my first year at Siena.
Well, good, good. So how's the adjustment been from playing, local Oak Park, heading over to Macomb, to being in a two McDonald town and not down in Lenawee County,
It's definitely a difference. It's not, it's not like how it is down where I'm from. But I've definitely adjusted. You know, I like all my teammates. So just having, good teammates around, good roommates, it made the transition easier.
What would you say are the strengths to your game?
Low post scoring and my defense. I feel like I'm a problem on defense for anybody.
Right, and then what do you think you got to get better at?
Scoring, mostly, making the game easier for myself and playing better, learning how to play. I want to say my IQ, getting better playing while I'm tired, because when I'm tired, I make a lot of mental mistakes.
Right, you guys have seemed to grown your post depth throughout the year. Wouldn't you say that?
No question. I think that's – it's kind of like in football where, you have to win up front.
Yeah.
And even though it's really a, kind of a guard, I don't want to say dominant, but guards are very much in the forefront when it comes to setting the tone and playing. And you got to have those bigs that can handle business. And the thing that I like about these guys is, Sean's game has grown immensely since he's been here, and it's only going to get better. And the same thing with Colin. So now when you have that kind of versatility with him, Max, Johnny Bowers, there's four guys that can really throw different lineups out there. And the thing that I like about those four guys is now instead of us having to sit back and be reactive and go, okay, well, what matchups do they have? And then we have to react to that. We can be proactive and go, okay, here's ours. Try and match up with that, which is a huge advantage in my opinion.
One more question. When you mentioned, that your strength is scoring, your weakness is scoring. So what are some of the things you guys do in practice to improve scoring around the basket?
We work on our we got this drill, and it's called Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And it's where we just run through our offense. So our whole practice is, bigs being able to touch the ball, have our looks, and being able to just keep scoring throughout practice. So I believe that's where my strength comes in. Like, I'm able to score in the post, right, and I feel like I could go with anybody, but it's also like it's something that I got to take to another level. I also got to be better at it.
So when you were at Macomb, did you hit the weights pretty hard?
Nah, we wasn't. We didn't hit the weights.
Like, and this is—I know that's one thing Coach believes in, and that's going to help you. I can tell, you know, just by watching you. Now, you said when you were at Macomb, you're an undergraduate business major. Mm-hmm. How's that been for you?
It's been real good. I was excelling in all my classes, so I've been able to just focus on that also while being focused on basketball.
Good. That's awesome. John, you have any questions here for Sean?
You know, I just, when you guys are in practice or even maybe sometimes in the game, do you ever get any moments where, you know, something happens and you go something like, yeah.
Yeah, definitely, because the things we work on in practice, it actually, like, the way he thinks about it and when he tells us, like, it's there, like, in the games, it'd be there. So when you make that play and you'd be like, oh, we just did it in practice, it's like, okay, yeah, there, okay, it's there. So I feel like that's where my yeah moments come in.
Oh, cool.
What about film study, guys? I'm sure, you know, one of the things – you guys do is I don't know, Coach, I really don't know what you do. I've been over 4 years, but are you guys looking at previous game tapes, or what? How do you work that out to show learning, you know, possibilities for these young men?
I think the biggest thing, Coach, is, you know, there's two things that are never going to lie to you: in numbers and film. And I mean, you know, I'm an analytics guy. So those numbers, and when these guys got here, it's a different way of thinking. It's a different way of processing things. It's a different way of measuring, you know, things you're getting done and not getting done. And I think once these guys and everybody really got used to it, then you can really see, okay, am I maximizing my strengths and really helping my team play at a higher level? You know, when it comes to film, you know, that's, I'm proud of their growth, and a lot of that comes from the film, because it's not going to lie to you. If you're doing it well, it's going to show you. We don't film nearly as much practice now as we did in the beginning of the year, because we've made game film, and you can really teach off of that. But I am pretty pleased with how these guys have become. They're really good. First of all, they're really good students on the other side of the street, all three of them, phenomenal students. And they've really grown as students of the game, too, of understanding and growing their games. And that's what's exciting to me more than anything.
You know, Coach, one of the things years ago, you know, the video opportunities at CN are a heck of a lot better than we had years and years ago. And I won't mention this young man's name. He's a Hall of Famer and a great player, but I'll never forget, and we did our film work over in Dominican Hall in that conference room over there. We didn't have that, but we had there, we did the addition. And I remember running this series back and forth and asking him, is that as hard as you can play? And the kids were giggling, and I had to tell them to, you know, shut the you-know-what up, because I wanted him to see for himself. Now, do you guys think about that when you're in a game going, oh boy, I'm going to look pretty goofy on this one? You know, and that's all right, because we're not perfect. You're not perfect. You see that every night on NBA games or college games, but that winning plays being a habit. One thing, Coach, I loved what you do is you brought in that plus-minus system and some of the other stuff to evaluate. So talk about what do you look for, Sean, and all three of you can answer this, when you want to watch the film, what are you really looking at in your performance?
Well, when I watch film, I try to watch out, like, am I playing off of my spots where I should be? Am I making the right decision? How can I make a better decision? Am I in the right spot? Is this the right shot? Because, you know, sometimes you might take a shot and it feels like everything looks different in the game. But when you're watching the film from a, you know, a viewer's eye, it's like, okay, nah, that wasn't right at all. So I try to just look for, you know, what should have been instead of what happened.
Any other comments, guys?
Yeah, I think that's true. Like, I know earlier in the year we Coach P puts together clips for us to watch, right, like after the game and stuff. And I know at the beginning of the year I was playing lower on the block than he wanted me to. He really emphasizes playing just above the block, is what he calls it, the box. And it gives you a lot more room to work in the post. And I know sometimes, like, I would get below the block, so if I try and dribble and spin for a baseline finish, I'm too low to use a backboard or anything. So a lot of times you'll look for something like that, or I know especially on film, like, it'll look really dumb if you make a bad turnover or something like that. Like, it's, you know, you get those in the film room and it's like, why did I do that? But, you know, that's just kind of what we look for.
You know, there's an old saying called he or she who hesitates is lost, right? And in basketball is a game where your movements can't be hesitant movements. Now, unfortunately, I watch the Pistons play a lot, and watching that, and I read it, but to see the hesitancy from Cade Cunningham. You know, you want to say he's hesitating so much, you see. And great players are even good, but they don't hesitate. Colin, that's what I've noticed with you. You hesitate, or now you don't hesitate. You go to work, you know. And that's back to John's point a minute ago when the light goes on, you know. And I think the light's going on for all three of you guys in that respect. So I just had to ask about the video because sometimes it does – it is, you don't want to, guys laugh nervously, you know, and you got to have some fun too. You can't be all grind, but on the same token, the tape is a learning thing. And, you know, like, I can just see right now, and I don't know about tomorrow because I did not see Northwest Ohio, but we've had the Cornerstone games the last few years, and that big guy, and you're going to have to just play solid basketball, you know. And but you can get around him, you know. You guys are quicker than he is, and their team in general. So I'm really anxious to watch on Saturday, even if it's on video, what's going on there. So any other questions, or we'll go right to Colin here?
Well, no, we got to take a break, and then.
Oh, I forgot about that. You know,
yeah,
you
got
to sell something here.
Right. Sell Sienna.
Yeah.
We'll be back right after this break. You're listening to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
If you're looking to truly make a positive impact on the community, consider a career at Lenawee Community Mental Health Authority. We're seeking dedicated individuals to join our team and provide essential mental health services to our community. Your skills and empathy will be the key to helping individuals on their path to resilience, recovery, wellness, and self-determination. Make a difference where it matters most and be a force for positive change. Apply online at lcmha.org or find us on Indeed. Master's and bachelor's level social workers are highly encouraged to apply.
Here's a great driving tip. Avoid muddy, dirty roads, roads under construction, or really just anything that can make your vehicle dirty. Plain and simple. But if you can't, you must never avoid Magic Fountain Auto Wash. At Magic Fountain Auto Wash, you can save your vehicle from all the damage from that dirt and grime. Why allow the Michigan roads the chance to reduce the value of your vehicle when it can be prevented? Magic Fountain Auto Wash, with self-serve bays and touchless drive-thru, three locations in Adrian, Hudson, and Britton. Make dirty cars a thing of the past.
Life as a farmer has many sides. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer, to help farmers and ranchers stay profitable and protected. With Nationwide, you can feel confident you're getting coverage that fits your operations needs. Find out how to help protect your farm or ranch. Call us today.
D.S. Johnson & Associates, located in Adrian, Morencia, Monroe. Give them a call today at 517-263-2582.
For your many sides, there's Nationwide. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. All right, last segment of the show. Let's get to it here. We're with Nutter.
Yep, Colin Nutter. I'm from Tiffin, Ohio, which is about an hour and a half south of Adrian, kind of in the Toledo area. But
so how close are you going to be tomorrow?
So Uno's in Lima. That's about an hour and a half from Tiffin too. So it's not all that close, but I went to school at Old Fort. It's a really small school. It was Division IV. We had about 50 kids in our graduating class. So, you know, so there's some similar schools around here like that. But it was hard to, you know, get recruited out of such a small school. And I played AAU for Hobson Elite, which is Dennis's team, and I played with Jonas on that team, and yep. TJ Hallett, he was on our team last year, so we had a lot of fun doing that, and that's kind of how I got some looks. But yeah, I ended up here doing business, and that's going well.
Old Fort is quite a name in Ohio basketball. They've had some good teams years ago, didn't they? I don't know why I've heard of that.
It has been a while, but they had some good teams. Like, they went to, you know, regional final. I don't think they've ever been to state.
Columbus.
We haven't got to play in the shot, but, you know, there was some pretty good teams back in the day.
When you got to Siena, did you think you were going to, you know, contribute as much as you did as a, you know, first semester freshman, Colin?
You know, coming in here, I know when I went on my visit, I talked to Coach P about some stuff, and he said, you know, like, I think as a coach should, like, you, we're not going to guarantee you a starting spot, this and that, but if it's there and you want to work for it, like, it's yours for the taking. So, you know, I took that, and I thought that was a pretty big, important part of my decision in coming to Siena. And I thought, you know, if I want to come play basketball, I want to come play basketball. I don't want to, you know, wait behind some guys and stuff. So I came in and I made it a point to work hard in practice. Even, you know, there were some older guys and stuff. But, you know, I came in and just do my best every day, like, whether I'm making shots or not, you know, just keep playing hard. And
what was the biggest adjustment you had going from Division IV, Old Fort, to AAU, pretty good level of AAU, then to being a collegiate player at 18 playing against some guys who are 23? What was the biggest adjustment that you noticed?
So it was a huge adjustment in the speed of the game. Like, the shot clock made a big difference, but just everybody plays faster. I know when I went to watch some games, it's like, these guys are just, you know, it's playing hard every single second. And the guys that I was playing against in high school, they were all smaller than me and stuff. So I'm coming in last year and I'm playing fifth year seniors, like the guy from Aquinas, I remember. I mean, they all got 40 pounds on me and 3 inches, and I'm down there trying to bang with them and stuff. And, you know, it's, I think it really made me better. And having Mo in practice, Mo Zure, and he didn't get to play this year, unfortunately, but having him in practice, he's a really big guy and he can block some shots. So having to work with that is great practice to have. So that was a big adjustment, though.
Your production has certainly gone up in the last. What have you improved in this second year offensively?
So I really been working on my jump hook, and just we emphasize like 17 footers a lot, and the jump shot. Just getting consistent with those and making them more often is a big deal. And yeah, I've just been kind of more focused. I know in my first half of the year, I wasn't performing how I wanted to. Like, I would go 2 for 8 from the field, or, you know, something. And I was unhappy with that. So just coming into the field house during the day, getting some work in with the guys, and just working low post and stuff, it made a big difference. And then I got some confidence going. I think I really lacked confidence at the beginning, but then once I got that going a little bit, then I could groove a little bit more.
Yeah, you are a good shooter. You're good. I know a lot of people don't like that, but hey, 15 to 17 footers, they count too, man, you know? And that forces, you know, and you're a good jump shooter. The thing about the jump hook, I don't know if anybody watches much Big Ten basketball, but this kid from Nebraska, I don't know who he is, this white kid, he was playing the other day against, who did they beat? Illinois. Man, that dude was bombing threes, and he has a killer jump hook from about 7-8 feet. I don't know his name. I think he's a transfer from Bradley or somewhere. But you talk about skill, and the thing is, that skill is self-taught, isn't it? So much of it has got to be self-taught. What is it that, you know, as you come back, well, first, all of you guys, talk about the attitude of the team and how well the team gets along. And, you know, is this is that a positive thing? Have you guys grown in that respect?
All of you can comment on that.
So I think as a team this year, we really get along. Like, we're all friends on and off the court, and I think that makes a huge difference, as opposed to, you know, last year we had it was a little bit of a disconnect sometime. But this year, you know, we kind of try and put our heads together and, you know, work together on where we can get better at this and that. And just, we all want to win. So it's, we want to work together our best and get the best option for us to win.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, the whole team wants to win, and like, in practice, coach kind of emphasizes, like, you know, talking to everybody and always, you know, calling each other up and all that. So I think that's really helped, you know, drill us together in practice.
Just being really, we just all excited for each other. This is a group who wants to see everybody win. So, you know, it's, of course, it's not a lot of people that probably play as many minutes as, you know, Delano or me or, you know, some of the right starters. So when you get guys that come in and get their opportunity, and, you know, the person that they're in for, or just the guy who might not touch the floor, is cheering them on too, that's big time. That's something that you need, because, you know, that's just that vibe that you get, just that good energy. It's able to make people perform, just knowing that somebody on the bench is cheering for you, and it's your teammate that you talk to every day, or it might be somebody that you don't talk to every day, but you see them cheering you on in the game. That type of stuff just, you know, it gets you going. Like, I know when I make a good play or big play and I look in the benches, you know, they're excited for me. That just, it gives me a boost of energy to keep going. The Cam, yeah, definitely. That's our energy guy. Cam Evans,
Yeah, that's one of our guys.
Yeah, that's great to hear, Coach. Coach, any, you know, we're getting down to the last few minutes of the show. Talk about these guys real briefly. I know you're going to – all of you, you two guys will be back, and this is it for you, Delano, right? How many guys do we lose from this year's team?
Four. I think we lose four or five, I think. So, the one thing that I love about this group is – they're very selfless. You know, we don't have any agendas, individual agendas. I think Nutt talked about it. And these guys want to win. They want to win. And I think as the season is gone, they've grown into, okay, that's our goal, but what are our daily habits like every single day that help us put us in a position to win? I think all of them have grown immensely when it comes to that. And the even better part with it is, I know they can be even better, not only now and this year, you know, even though the old man over there, I mean, he's got, you know, this is his last ride. I know they've got better ball ahead of them. So, I love the fact they love to come in and work and they love to compete and they're getting better at doing those things that put you in a position to win games.
Tomorrow's game is key for playoffs, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Wednesday. We play them Wednesday. Yeah. Oh, it's huge. This is a separation week right here.
Yeah, you can pretty much push them down. Can't you?
Yeah, we can definitely strengthen our position, but when we talked about this yesterday, when we met real quick, is, you know, we're going to take one day at a time and we're going to win one day at a time. So I thought in a big week like this, nothing feels better, and you know this, than having a great practice to start the week. I thought our energy was high. I thought our execution was really good. Our level of engagement, connection was strong. So I dig it. I like that going into tomorrow.
Okay. Well, let the guys tell the audience out there one more time who they are so that they can be cheering for them on Wednesday.
Colin Nutter, number 23.
Oh, there you go. Numbers, yeah.
Delano Williams, Agent Zero.
Oh, right. I keep forgetting about him. He's
Sean Brown, number 22, and an A27 member.
For life.
Well, thanks, guys. It's been a great show. Best of luck on Wednesday and Saturday. And keep rolling, keep fighting, and go out and get the W's, you know?
Appreciate it, John. Coach, thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
All right, it's going to wrap up the show for this evening. You've been listening to Saints Sports Weekly here. Remember, you can hear it every Monday evening at 6 p.m. right here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
County Sports.